USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump legal team member Rudy Giuliani's been saying it for some time. Now he says special counsel Robert Mueller's team has conceded to President Trump that they cannot indict a sitting president, but can they subpoena a president to testify? Giuliani speaks about that in an interview last night.
But I don't think they agree to the process question, which is the same reason they can't indict him, they can't issue a subpoena to him. And remember, Clinton opposed the subpoena, and then he voluntarily complied. He didn't give up presidential prerogative, and then his administration wrote a memo saying they can't do that.
He was speaking on Fox News. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the day the special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed to lead the Russia investigation. President Trump tweeting this morning, quote, "Congratulations, America. It's been a year since the start of the greatest witch hunt ever." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week. As the Labor Department report out this morning shows 222,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That 222 was up from 211,000 the week before, and it was also above the 215,000 that analysts were expecting. Meghan Markle confirming her father will not be attending the royal wedding this Saturday. In a statement that's posted on the Kensington Palace Twitter account, Markle says her father must focus on his health. Thomas Markle will miss the big day because he's reportedly having surgery to repair damage from a recent heart attack. The Senate approves a measure protecting net neutrality.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 47. The joint resolution is passed.
The Democratic resolution that would reverse the FCC's repeal of Obama-era net neutrality rules now headed to the U.S. House. There, though, it faces a pretty tough fight, as Republicans are staunchly against it. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Without lawmaker action, a program to use money from the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay for private medical care for vets is going to run out of money in 2 weeks. The CHOICE program was started in 2014 after a scandal where veterans died while waiting for care at the VA hospital in Phoenix. 2 million veterans have used the program since. The House has already moved to make sure the program is permanently funded. The U.S. Senate's to take its turn next week. The head of FEMA says 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and they don't have the money to plan for a hurricane or other disaster. Brock Long, speaking at the Governor's Hurricane Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida yesterday, saying asking people to prepare their homes and buy food and supplies for a 3 to 5 day period is financially unrealistic. Long says authorities have to rethink the preparation advice that they issue in a run-up to a storm. Another classic 1990s sitcom is coming back to TV as CBS is reviving Murphy Brown this fall.
So we had to do something. Get the old gang together. Take on this crazy new world of alternative facts and fake news. It's our civic duty. And besides, you missed us. You know you did.
Reprising her role as Murphy Brown will be Candace Bergen. The twist this time is now the characters are doing a morning cable news show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.